Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget. If you're just joining us, we're taking your calls right now. We have two friends, even best friends, that are disputing and having a fallout. They had a fallout because one friend let another friend borrow a baby crib several years ago and said, hey, I'm going to get this to you. No problem. I know you need it.
Use it as long as you need.
And as soon as, you know, your child grows out of it, we'd like it back. Our family's planning to have more kids. If you can do that, that'd be great. So time has gone by. The child is now in, you know, a big boy bed or big girl bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she knowingly, the lady who borrowed the crib, knew she was supposed to return it. Money's tight, which we get. But she said, I put it on Facebook Marketplace and sold it. And then she didn't tell her friend. Her friend found out through another friend who saw it on Facebook Marketplace, like, hey, isn't that your crib? And you know how friends do. And so should she be forgiven? 800-682-1075. Renee, what do you think?
I'm going to say sorry. Like, I'm going to say no. I mean, I think you should forgive everyone that wrongs you and not carry it with you, but you definitely don't need to remain friends with someone like that. That's serious. It's like your kids. That's a special memory. And she may have wanted to pass that crib down, as many mothers do, to their children's children. Like, that's a really big deal over money. Like, come on, money comes and goes.
The last thing I want in my house to take up room and clutter is the crib.
Yeah.
Get it out of there.
You could put it in an attic and away from your sight. Yeah.
I still got a crib in my garage.
You're a guy. You're a guy. That's why.
and you know, the AML is saying, like, I knew I was supposed to give it back. I didn't forget. I knew, and I just sold it. All right, Renee, thank you so much. Let's go to Tracy. Tracy, what do you think? Should she be forgiven? You can turn your radio down.
No.
Okay.
To me, if she really wanted to make up to her, she needs to go to the people she sold it to and see if she can buy it back. That is a crappy thing. That's not what a friend does.
Okay.
And like the other lady said, you know, she may want to pass it down to her kids for her grandkids to sleep in. That's just not what a friend does. If that's the kind of friend, she's an enemy to me.
Wow.
Don't mess with Tracy. She ain't playing.
She's not messing around. I didn't even think, truly, I didn't even think about the you know, the sentimental part of it, about passing it down. I really didn't.
And then this family, this lady, and they're both still listening because they will find out if she gets forgiven or not, is having more kids too. So it's only even their kids. And then, like, yeah, you're right, like way down the road. Star, should this AML All Morning listener be forgiven for selling her friend's crib on Marketplace that she borrowed?
Definitely not. No. She a fake friend. She can't be trusted. Because why are you going to sell something I loaned to you? That's just crazy to me. That's crazy. For some money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some cash?
You know, people with money, you can ruin everything. Thank you, Star. Debbie, should she be forgiven?
No, friends don't do that to friends. That's right. It just, that's, no, if she forgot or she had gotten sick or something and needed and just forgot about it altogether, about she was supposed to give it back, but no one that she was supposed to give it back. No, she needs, no.
So no, she should not be forgiven.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to AML Jose. I'm sure he's stolen people's cribs before. Jose, should she be forgiven?
Hey, guys, I'm a huge Matt fan. Go, Matt.
Wow.
That's my boy.
That's nice.
That's right. What's wrong with these Karens calling in? Oh, my gosh. Yes, she should be forgiven. Yes. You know what? Someone allowed us to use a rocker and a glider. You know what I did? I took it to one of your fabulous sponsors on 107.5 KZL, Once Upon a Child, and sold that junk for $150 and cashed in on that thing.
I wouldn't call it junk, Jose.
Jose, that's a good way to make money. Take other people's stuff and sell it.
Yeah. Gosh.
You can do that with catalytic converters, too, as well. All right, AML Jose, that was very funny. Thank you. Katie, what do you think when it comes to this forgive and forget with the crib and that she's supposed to give it back, then she sold it on Marketplace and got caught, and then it's like, yeah, I did it because I wanted the money, and especially with regards to the crib. What do you think?
That was not up for selling.
It's not yours to sell.
That was not yours to sell. And so forgive. I mean, yeah, because like what else are you going to do? But I certainly wouldn't be loaning you anything else.
Right. What do you think about that, Riley?
Well, I mean, she's not wrong.
Okay.
You know, but it wasn't. I'll be blunt. Like, money was really, really tight, and Olivia didn't didn't need it.
I mean, and I understand. I understand that. But it still just was not yours. And I think a simple phone call.
I admit that I've always admitted that I was wrong.
Yeah.
That it was very poor decision on my part. It was. And I get it.
Yeah.
It's part of why we do this. Yeah.
I really did. I guess I kind of took advantage of the friendship thinking, well, I know she'll be mad, but I didn't think that she would be so mad that it would affect our friendship.
I got you.
You know, I thought our friendship was more important than a crib, than some money.
Well,
but I was wrong.
What do you think about that, Olivia?
You know, it's just the again, like I said, it's a greediness. It's that knowing better but doing it anyway. And she knew that
needing to pay bills isn't greedy. Like that, I will get defensive about. It wasn't like, oh, I have to make more money. Like it was a necessity. I had to pay some bills.
Yeah,
we had an agreement.
And again, I'm just going to be blunt. You're very rarely in that situation. You've got money, and so it's. I know to you think it's greedy, but I was just trying to get bills paid, not even fun bills.
She doesn't own it.
That was not yours to sell.
Yeah.
It wasn't yours to sell. You promised to give it back. That was, you know, that crib has been handed down.
Is the crib more important than all these years of friendship? Like, really? That's where I feel like you're like that the crib was, I made a mistake. I admitted I made a mistake. And you're so stuck on, well, yeah, you made a mistake, but you sold my crib. Where I'm like, I made a mistake. We're friends. Please forgive me. And you're hung up on the crib.
Yeah.
Like that's so much more important than the friendship.
The crib
that's what's hard for me. Yes, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
I get the pressure, and everyone, I think, at some point has gotten the pressure of money is tight. And I also do like the fact that you are owning it and saying, and not lying or sugarcoating it.
Mm-hmm.
I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I think forgive and forget because... And then maybe y'all can figure a way to make it right if you need to pay her back or whatever and say, let me earn your trust back. I did something wrong. I love the fact that you're not sugarcoating it or saying, oh, I forgot. You did something wrong. You knew you were doing it wrong. And anyway, so, but before we go back to Olivia, ultimately it's your decision. Riley, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just that, you know, she's upset because of the loss of a crib, but I'm upset about the loss of a friendship. And I feel like I really didn't mean anything to her. People make mistakes. It was a mistake. Yeah, it was a big one. But
okay.
To say I don't want your friendship because of a crib makes, you know.
So you really feel bad about the friendship being disrupted.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Olivia. Olivia, when it comes to forgiving and forgetting, or Jared and Kate's forgive and forget, can you forgive and forget when it comes to Riley and selling a crib that wasn't hers?
You know, because she is admitting to it, yeah, I can. But I need a major break from her. I'm just seeing, I'm seeing some true colors here, and I just need a break. I just need a break, yeah.
I mean, if you need a break, you need a break. I can't keep dealing with this.
Okay, we're going to let you guys go, mm-hmm. and I hope you guys, with some time, can salvage your friendship, and appreciate y'all bringing this to us.
All right. Thank you, guys.